The approach, the cadence, the end of the first half of his mind, important things, by a number of things that are important at all times, should be very, very much remembered at this time of year. We're just about over Hanukkah, and we enjoyed it. I enjoyed being with you with the Machines at the Meshiba in the dining room, which was a very, very wonderful experience. I hope that every one of you who were there felt that it was so. But you know that Hanukkah brings along with it some Bikur Peda also. Not that it should be that way. There is no reason whatsoever why Hanukkah should create Bikur Peda, lack of a smoke. But the fact is so, and we have to deal with facts as they are. Hanukkah brings in a Bikur to learn. And immediately following the Trinis, they're not too far off, I hear Baruch Hashem that your Chazorah covered up to that day. Trinis are not far off. After the Trinis, there follows an American creation, an American yeshivas, of a midwinter vacation. We're bad enough that overseas in the yeshivas, we had a summer vacation, midsummer, very hot, and we were permitted a month off for those who wanted it, for those who needed it. But it became a vacation period. Here, in addition to Ben Hasmanim in general, we have a midwinter vacation. Sagoya Shiva, midwinter vacation. Facts are facts. So again, you're going to deal with Bikur Peda, be missing nearly 5 days in the yeshiva. Have to begin thinking about such things. So what will we do to see to it that we won't become Baklonim? Totally contrary to what we stand for as a yeshiva and as b'nei yeshiva. And we must at the same time also remember that Lebe Dikdaus and Zayn, Zayn Sa'umit, Vazot, Vakech, Vaknech, that's not indicative of learning Torah. But when you throw snowballs, you have to be aware of how to throw snowballs. Maybe you're going to hit him in the head, and maybe what you think is a snowball is an ice ball. Maybe you hit him in the head, or maybe put your head. You have to be careful about such things. Everything calls for a digduk of Taylor. That's what being a Ben Taylor means. There's no activity in life that is at all free from the study of Taylor, from Limud HaTayyar. In whatever we do, there has to be seen, I'm a Ben Taylor. Therefore, I look different from others. I act different from others. Darku snowball, the Merav in the Goyish schools, has nice thing to throw snowballs. ربعته بعيد. ومن أنا جيت عريش from the door of the machine to the outside, I will ask you, do you think it's proper that someone should then pick up a snowball, hard or soft, and throw it at it? What do you say? You think that's proper? That indicates total learning. That indicates a bent failure. So what indeed is failure learning? Let's see what Chazal tell us. The Medrash Parshat Tanchumim, a Medrash Tanchumim, that deals with telling us what the Torah learning represents. And all we will do will be to read what Chazal are saying, try to translate it, and leave it with you to decide, am I really learning Torah, or am I trying to fool myself? So let's start off. Torah should be ksav me'at. Torah should be ksav that was given to us. Isn't too much. Chamishi chumshi Torah, you know, they're put together in a little chumoshim. You can keep it in your pocket. You've got all the Torah with you. You don't have to have a big ship of Torah in here. You can pack it into your pocket. Well, you hope they see, call us here and cool it. Now, smoke. Not too much. About Torah, man. But Torah should be out there. What you are learning in Yeshiva. Mishnah, Yemurah, Rashi, Tesfos, Rishayim, on that figure, did Eif say, Aruko me eretz mido rechova min yom? We cannot measure the size of figure. It's larger than the entire earth. And broader than all the oceans. You can't pack it into your coat pocket. You can't pack it into this Arena Kadesh. You can't pack it into all the houses in the world together. Aruko me eretz nido rechova min yom. And that feeling of such dimensions is what you are learning and studying in the yeshiva. Tell us about it. Uchsiv, and in Iyev it also says of this Torah, V'leishimotei be'eretz hachayim. Difficult question to understand. You can't find the Torah in the world of the living. My Mishnah must say Be'er Tzachayim. What does that post mean? In the Be'er Tzachayim Timotei, in the graveyard you will find the Torah. It's not reading. Elo, now listen carefully. Shalei Timotei Torah Shemal Peh, Torah Shemal Peh cannot be found. It cannot be digested. Eko mishi yevakish oine ho oilo. It can't be found among those who seek the pleasure of this world of Olam Hazeh. For one who's interested in those pleasures, he will never find Torah. He'll never see the depth of Torah. He will not see the light that shines forth from Torah. Hide, covet. Those who are interested in satisfying at all times their own personal desires. Hide. will to chesen, die schmacke essen. So come what may, I've got to have it. And there are those who want covet. They're interested in personal honors, gedulah, personal greatness. Ba'olam hazeh, in this world, that's what they live for, that's what they strive for. You can't find Torah among such. Hello, where do you find Torah? Listen carefully. B'mi she'meimit atmo yoreho. Lo'iti mo'te do'eret ha'chayim. Only b'mi she'meimit atmo yoreho. A person who is prepared to kill his desire. To kill his desire for cook. To kill his desire for tithing. Maybe atmo yoreho. Shenehamar, because the Torah Agdesha tells us, Zoyis Torah, Toysa Torah, Odom ki yomut ba'oido. When is it Torah? When do we study Torah? When do we feel that we study Torah? Odom ki yomut ba'oido. If in the oil are Torah, if in the Bishmederish, if in the yeshiva where we study, it is noticeable upon him that he is prepared to give up all the tithes and all the covet, because it disturbs his learning. It doesn't permit him to be engaged in the depth of Torah study. Lady Dikerei, Shenehamar Zuis HaTeiro, Odom Ki Yogis HaTeiro. Then it's Torah. The Chag Darko Shul Torah, as we were taught in the Sechta Ovid. Chag Bamelach Teichal. Be prepared to eat a piece of bread that has taste, because you sprinkled some melach, some salt on it. But that's the only taste in it you need. You don't need the tastes of candy, of ice cream, of chocolate, and who knows what else. Pass the melach, say how. That's tasty enough. Umayim ba mesurot ishte. You don't have to have the desire for pop. Mayim. Water. That's what Hashem Yisborah gave. And even that, the Mishuro Tishte, in a desirable measure, Nijachol Trinti, that's good for horses and donkeys. But for human beings, Mayim Ba Mishuro Tishte, Pas Ba Melach Teichau, that takes care of me. The Belkonim Masaman Zeicher Tzadik Mikodesh Livroko was a Talmud in Telzer Yeshiva. He wasn't rich, but he needed bread in order to subsist, because without it he won't be able to learn. That was his desire. So he ate bread without butter. Bread, as bamelach teichal. And he drank mayim. He didn't have the money for coffee, or what the poor boys in Tells used to drink, chicory, chihori. You know what that is? If you don't, ask around to find out what a wonderful taste it has. Doesn't mean you're true. Haz bamelach teichal, mayim bamsuro tishte. Then you're not bothered with the desire that disturb you from learning, that remove your mind from learning. That's what Chazal are trying to tell us here. Ba'o oretz tishan. You should be prepared to sleep. sleep on the ground. You need good mattresses. Who said so? The Rebbe Yisrael's ground, the earth that he gave us, is a wonderful mattress. And when I was in Poland, we slept on what was called a stazak, straw tanks. If you want to know what a good mattress is, try that. They don't sell them in the department stores. But that's what we slept on in hell, even the Americano Buckley. Straze, couldn't even go in with your slope. Mattresses. But see, there are those who fear it. So perhaps, I'll tell you the truth, perhaps sleeping on the ground would have been more comfortable for us than sleeping on those straw sacks. We used to fall into the middle of the sack with the straw on both sides of us. Other than Yisrael, we never complained. We didn't say we need better. Even the American boys. Thus is Galem. But that isn't all. Chaye Tzar, live a life that gives you Tzar. Don't just look for comfort. How in the world will I always look for Tzar? Won't there be any satisfaction? Won't there be any contentment in life? This is going to be my life. But labor, toil in prayer. That's the contentment. That's the simcha. When I look back to those nostalgic moments of my youth impelled overseas, I remember so well the simcha of my Torah Kohobe. What does one need when he has Torah learning? Then a horrid dulk of blood, you know it. Massacre, betrayed, dry as a dog. I don't understand yet what Rashi is trying to tell me. And suddenly it hits you, because the punish of sees you've been engaged in the toil of feeling. And he does catch it with you. He opens your eyes. Darling eyes. Unveil my eyes. That bitter with voice. Eternal circle. Thereby I will see the wonders that are hidden within your toilet. That's the tzar. That's the tzar of Amal HaTorah. And believe me, when that used to strike us, we were so molly simche. We were so molly tiny. We didn't think then, oh, the king of my final banquet, or the chicken, soup, the compote, dessert, basic balls. Can there be better compote than a black gemara? Can there be better chicken soup than a black gemara? Can there be better chicken itself than a black gemara? But when is it so? Batoiro ato omi. When we toil in Torah. The manifesting learner, totally involved, completely shut out from all other interests, and my mind and my heart are devoted to Torah and Torah alone. When I'm an omer batir, the joy is something that's incomparable. Mizorun given call to pnimim. It will not give us that contentment. And I'm not talking to you about the Ladish state in Medrash. I'm telling you the practical facts of life. We live through this. az élig. Siklemlig rohvás ennyin könyvdomom. Live through this simchatachayim. Of a mahu hatelet. The toil, the labor of Torah study. What great moments they were. And this is what we want to see in you. Then when you will throw snowballs, it will be the snowball of a bentayim. So it will never hit anyone between the eyes. Believe me. And don't think that we didn't enjoy the snow. We did. We went sleigh riding at night. Ungeretti Lemon during the ride. Brachum Frischeruf. Brachum exercise. But it's all part of the love of a Mal Hasirik. The exercise is such that represents a Ben Tzirik. His entire being bespeaks a Mal Hasirik. That's what we come to Yeshivas to learn for. That's what we call learning. And Chazal haven't finished. The theme, Shaloi Korat HaKodesh Bohu Brit in Yisroel, the entire covenant, the entire brief of Hashem Yisborach with Klal Yisroel, Al HaKoyim. That's the brief of Hashem Yisborach with us. Which Teire Sheba'al Peh, that you are learning in the Yeshiva. Shenehamah, ki al pi hadvarim ho'eile, korati itcho bris. The bris is not by the Torah shebiktav, but al pi hadvarim, Torah shebalpeh. A gori can also go through the five books of the Bible. And there are goyim, believe me, who know it malpeh better than you do. They can quote every verse in the written Bible and tell you about the Shemachah. But to them it's not clear. It's a Bible. What is Torah? Torah about that Torah that reveals what is written in that written Torah. The stinking goodies and gains. You know that any attorney to be attorney any clever tale. That belongs only to us. When you get them to the Kamalam and Chet, you learn a sugya on that topic. And Chazal are still not finished. Teresh about Teresh, he caught a little bit. Very difficult to study it. The Yeshbot Tzar Boru. And you have to go through a great deal of tzar. Matan the kop, matan the nefesh, to understand things. Shehi meshulo l'chreshev. Torah shebal peh is compared to chreshev, to darkness. Sheneamar, ho'om aluchim b'chreshev. That people who go in darkness and labor in Torah about there, they're the ones who will be zeched to see the great light. El Balkan, these are the ones who study Torah about there. Shero Ergodel, who were zeched to that great shining light. Shekodesh Boku Meir Eineir, the Ether, the Heter, the Tomil, the Toyer. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reveal this. It's beyond human sight. But through toil, through labor, we are safe to it. When that great day will come, Oy Havu, for those who loved him and studied his Torah, to take Hashem as the Urotik. And then Chazal go on to tell us, She'en loy mei doiso, who indeed can study this Torah, Malpe, Ela mishe oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only one who loves Hashem, the whole Libai, the whole Nasei, over all the Oidai, Shenehamar Lisheir in Krishma Deli, the Ahastres Hashem in Echeko, the whole of the Chor, over all Nasheko, over all the Echeko. What is this love? How does one love Hashem Yisborak? He can't embrace him. We can't embrace Hashem Yisborak. Yes, we can. How do we embrace him? Minayin akolome che'inav zu eloshim Talmud. To love Hashem Yisborak. To be totally devoted and to embrace him is Talmud. The study of Torah through omo, through toil. The Emaxivatro, it's written in the Chumash itself, in the Parshas Lishma. What does it say after the Ahasto? Lohoyu advorim ho'ele, asher anoichi metapro ayoim al levodecho. The Eze, what are these things that have to be on your heart? The Talmud, Torah Shabbat, Shehu al Halei, without heart, without total engagement in the study of Torah, that my entire being is Torah study. You don't study. When you're totally involved, then it's part of you. Al Halei, then it's on your heart. Torah should be starved without that toil. Just Torah should be starved. It isn't on the heart of Jews, and it's not engraved upon our hearts. Then we become like Lahabdul Elaf Abdullah, like the Bikin in Torah should be starved from among the non-Jewish world. You don't need lay for that, but you need a good memory. And in order to express it, you need a good tongue and a nice language. But when is Torah engraved upon my heart? When I am engaged in Torah Shabbat Peh, in what you are learning in the Yeshiva. That's Torah. And that Torah is the Ohashto Es Hashem Elikepo. In that manner do we give expression to our love of Hashem Yisborak. And in reality, that's quoted in another few words by the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs on the Mitzvahsefer of Ahavat Hashem. Through the study of Torah, by Torah Shebaal Peh, in order to really understand and know what are the written words saying to me, then you reach Av. Then you're able to embrace Hashem Yisborak with all the love that you have within you. So you see, Manichaere, what a great, great thing you are engaged in. What a shmink, lemon, and theater. So I would like to see that when you go home for this newly created winter Bein Hazman, a midwinter vacation, do what I've asked you to do in the Bein Hazmanis every year. Study clearly, even Bein Hazman. But how can you go around and not study clearly? hating and much to hate him. This is life. Was been as man and made to die and ask for someone. Study to you. When you get home, go through what you have learned through the entire plan. Even though you're doing it now, you can afford to do it another 10 times and maybe more. And use a Benaz money for that reason, for that purpose. Study playbooks. And I'll tell you another secret. That when you will realize what Torah study means, what a Malachah means, you won't have any time when you come home after Milet to build it. I keep before my mind's eye that one time when I was so scared and thought that you were being beaten up by Goyim who had entered the dormitory because of the noise that I heard. And I went quickly upstairs and saw that it wasn't Goyim, it was the B'nai Yishiv who were engaged in Milchayt, standing and shouting, "Begin the nation!" Believe me, an Omer Batere doesn't act that way. The Zivirkeit does not exercise. That's not the way to exercise your lungs. You want to exercise your lungs? Learn Tere, because together with your Chavrusa, say it out loud, the words of Tehillim. Do you realize that the El Sameach, the El Simche, the Chatzadik Livroche, to the end of his days, used to learn Gemore via Klei Ningale when he starts the study of Gemore? The same Nidin, and said every word, and translated it into Yiddish. Omer Abaye, Abaye Gizot. The Meir Simcha doesn't know what Omer Abaye means. So he has to repeat it in Yiddish. Hey, he has to repeat it in Yiddish. Then he lives through it. Omer Abaye, the Yehudo Omer Av, the Yehudo Gizot, the Nomus Mizayim Omer Av. He doesn't know what these words mean. What do you have to say in Yiddish? I said, I was of an idolim. You have to live through it. That's the way he studied Torah to the end of his days. And let alone explaining the sukkahs. The sukkahs that you have gone through here in Shuvah. Every word suffices to Yiddish. You don't know Yiddish? Say it in English. But every word, say it, don't think it, say it, that helps in thinking, that clarifies matters. There couldn't be anything more enjoyable than that. And that meaning, that Gemara meaning, is the greatest music for the Jewish ear. That's the music that Hashem hears upstairs. And for that music, he gives prizes. You earn a Olam Habo that is beyond description. But when you don't sing it, when you don't use your power of speech to express the thought that you're now engaged in studying, you're not learning Kedas Hashem. You're not learning. You have to be aware of this. When you will so do, you will become so overwhelmed with Ava, Ava of Fere. I am ashamed, brother, that you will be unable to contain yourself, and you'll want to go a wicked. Ihr werdet tanzen, Simche, wenn er lernt das eh. Take my word for it, and I hope that you will reach the day when you will see that everything I tell you is nicht in euch getrachtet, Bobbemeisters, but these are facts. These are the facts of total study that I was privileged to live through before the Kurven, when I was in Kells overseas, and the same was in Slabovka, the same was in the Mir, the same was in Ponevitz, which had a small yeshiva. Who see it in yeshivas? That's how Torah was studied. It wasn't just study, it was Torah living. Sam Chaim, the Manin book. You want a pill for life? Torah study. Study Torah the way it's supposed to be studied. Walk with strength, with yamin, in Torah study. Then you'll reach the heights that will lift you far above this mundane little world that we live in. And you begin to feel that we are all one of Shalakodesh Boruch, the children of Hashem is born. All of your activities will become color with the color of Amal HaTayyar. You won't be Chnotes, you'll be Levi Kehevre, as you should be. Others, it's Shmetin Funayach. Terech Hashem. And that's all that Hashem Yisborah wants of you. You try to the best of your ability to understand what Abaye the Rebbe said, what Kapopin and Abnatsin said. You may not reach that goal of understanding, but you're going to be paid and rewarded. That's right. Abul Alden Gogol Yisof, when you walk into a shoemaker and you ask him, make me a pair of shoes, and you come back a week later as he asked you to, and he said, that I was unable, I tried very hard, I was unable to make the shoes. It's going to cost so much. I'm very sorry. I'm not going to pay for your trying. I made up a price with you for the shoes. I don't have the shoes, you don't have the price. The same with a tailor. The price is for the result, the suit. You don't have the suit. You tried very hard. That's wonderful. But I'm not going to pay you for trying. In Torah, not that way. Because the finished article we will never get until we get upstairs. Down here we'll never get it. Here we will be engaged only in trying, in the effort, in the elbow, in the toil, in the labor. And for that, Hashem Yisborak rewards us. What's the reward? I'm going to bring you upstairs, and there I will show you what Rav Nachman said. There I will show you what Rav Popa said. If you don't toil, I won't bring you up there to see it. If you do, then I'll take you up and you'll see indeed what Rav Nachman and Rav Popa said. And if this is what Torah study and Torah toil means, so can it be possible that when you're going to go home for that midwinter rest and relaxation and vacation, you're going to forget all this? So to the extent that you will, that's going to be missing when you get upstairs. Now imagine what it's going to look like. You're going to see Rav Popa, Rav Nachman, and all of a sudden, nothing. What's that mean? Going to be told to me what that means. You made that nothing. That was when you went home and forgot that there was an Apopa and a Rav Nachman and a Rabbi that all they let him do that.
and the mayor and everything. You forgot. That's what it was. So it's missing. So what do you want?
Now, I'm sure that you wouldn't want that to happen to you. So the only way to do it is continuity. Don't stop. You're going to have a period of relaxation. You're going to be home. Don't be totally involved in home, forgetting about your Gemara. Daily, daily keep up that study. And then when you come back to continue, you'll come back invigorated. You'll come back with a love of your study. And you'll come back and say, when I was home, I was missing something. I didn't feel what the toil is. I didn't feel what the honor is. And I'm back here ready to continue as it always was. And if you do that, I assure you that Hashem Yisborach is going to be with you, and He will lift you from one madrega to another to become Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Hashem.